This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been looking at the word amazed as found in the Gospel of Mark to see how it helps to understand the message of the book. It's what I call an insight word. One reference that is different than the rest is found in Mark 6:6. Jesus had taught and performed some miracles in his hometown, but the people questioned his authority and took offense at him. Verse 5 says, "He could not do many miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." Then, verse 6 says, "He was amazed at their lack of faith." They had every reason to believe he was who he claimed to be, but they rejected him and his ministry. What a tragedy. Their lack of faith slammed the door on God's blessings. We've organized what we observed by focusing on the word amazed as found in Mark. Now let's develop some applications based on what we've found. Though what Jesus taught is at times hard to accept, it is truth and therefore authoritative. We're fools if we reject or rebel against it. We're wise if we believe and obey it. We'll be amazed as we see its transforming power. Second, when we experience Jesus Christ's transforming power, we should share it with those we live and work with. Even if we don't see an immediate positive response, there will be a long-term impact. Trust God for this. Whatever crisis you might face, trust Jesus Christ to stand with you in it and rely upon His sustaining grace. Finally, respond to His truth by faith so Jesus will never be amazed at your lack of faith.